This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, always presented by Optimize You, and always on Mondays at 6. Sean Whitfield and myself, we show up here, right here, and get you up to speed on all the things you need to know in and around the garage area for NASCAR. And what a show we have today. We've got a recap what Sean is already calling his favorite race of the season, the Chicago race, the road race. And I tell you what, it was a won by Alex Bowman. He broke a really long winless race streak, which is something you don't typically want to have at Hendrick Motorsports, and that's a really long winless streak. But you got to hand it to a guy who posts on Twitter, or X as we call it now, a picture at 6:36 this morning with his entire crew still celebrating the victory. So hats off to the 48 team. What a win. And apparently just kept winning into the early morning. So lots to get to on a wet and dry day on the streets of Chicago. And as we're going to do it this hour on Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Happy Monday. Gosh, it's hot. Normally I say roll the windows down and crank it up. Don't do that. Roll the windows up and crank up your AC. It's brutal and going to be brutal all week, but at least you'll know what's going on around the garage area. I'm Casey Orr, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that, I have to show up every Monday at 6, he is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Company.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. You got an ice cold Monster Energy over there?
I tell you what, I may need to get another one just to put on my back, just here on the neck. It is brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw on News Channel 9 before we stepped into the Optimize You studio, it was showing 99 degrees on the TV screen.
They just did the weather for tomorrow, and it's gonna, with the heat index, it's gonna feel like 105. And Sean, I work for Quality Fence. I go out and I give people
because you have quality fences.
That's right. I go and give people estimates on their fence project and work with them to get what they want and all that good stuff. I'm outside, but I'm measuring and speaking with homeowners, and there's some light stuff I have to do, prep work and stuff during an estimate, but nothing major. And I'm such a wuss, like I'm just melting out there. And then, I go hang out with our crews, like Eddie or Gary or one of the guys putting in fences, and they're actually doing real work out in this.
I was going to say, when you hang out, what does that define what hanging out means?
Well, normally I just bring the crews water and say, hey, or some Gatorade, and go, thanks for all your help.
Oh, so you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. That's cool. They're our team partners, man.
Well, I know, but I didn't know that you would do that.
But yeah. But man, it's just like, my buddy Eddie that works for us, one of our crew leads, he wears a long sleeve shirt and jeans. And I'm just thinking that's the most insane thing in the world. But like scientifically, you do want to wear a long sleeve shirt. It will overall keep you cooler because you won't be, the sweat actually ends up cooling you off. But I'm just thinking, my God, I just want to go jump in a pool somewhere. This is brutal.
And if you'll notice, and you used to be in the roof business too, you see these guys doing roofing jobs. And a lot of times they got hoodies on, they got long sleeve shirts and long sleeve pants, and you wonder, how do you do it? Just imagine what it'd be like doing roofing right now.
So when I worked for my buddy Jeremy Langley at Langley Roofing, I asked him, I said, hey, when it gets hot, are we allowed to wear shorts? He said, oh yeah, I mean, you can wear them if you want. He goes, but you don't want to do that. I'm like, well, why not? When it's a million degrees, I don't want to. He said, okay, wear them one day. That's fine. And what you find out is when you climb on a roof, however hot it is, your roof's way hotter. And if you've got shorts on and you need to bend down and get on your knee to measure something or to look at something, it's very hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I quickly learned that's why you...
After you got a good skin burn?
That's why you don't wear shorts out on the roof. So, yes. So, basically, everyone stay hydrated. Drink lots of water.
Yes, it is brutal out there.
And, yeah, stay inside if you can. My Lord.
So, you got some golf in this weekend.
Yeah.
So see, you so did it before it got too hot.
Let's say you go golfing. We teed off at 7:30 in the morning. So we were, you know, it was still pretty. It was still warm, but it's still very pretty. And I stayed hydrated, as I always do on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a beer in, or have a water in between every beer. And
how many beers do you go through in 18 holes?
I drink a lot of water. I don't know, 3 or 4. It's, you can't really, like...
And you have to pee however many holes.
When it's this hot, you don't have to. It's crazy.
Okay.
But if you're really trying to work on your golf game, you don't really drink that much. And I'm trying to sort of kind of get better. It's not working, so I may just go back to drinking. But
yeah.
But yes. So we got done at 11 in the morning. And then it I'm just melting. And the last 3 holes were rough. But you got to get out early. And I would say get out late, but we could go outside right now and it's still 95.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We were riding around, as you know, my wife's into looking at houses right now, and we rode through the Council Fire neighborhood about 2:30 yesterday, and it seemed like every hole and every tee had a foursome on it, and I'm
thinking, what's wrong with these
people? I'm thinking, wait a minute, what is wrong with these people? And we rode by the pool, and the pool was about half full, and I'm thinking, that's where everybody should be. Why is the golf course so full in the middle of the brutally hot afternoon? But you guys that are into golf, that doesn't seem to even faze you guys.
Well, I mean, you know, when you would still exercise even though it's warm. Oh, but you don't.
I wouldn't.
You do the inside type of exercise. Never mind.
Yeah, the air condition at Gold's Only Highway in the afternoon gets a little bit hot in there. It gets up towards about 80, but the Gold's in Hickson, it stays pretty cool all day long.
So you're not those tough guys that like puts on a rucksack and actually goes outside and does stuff. You just sit inside in that cushy environment.
No, I'm too old to do all that.
Cushy environment and just work on the Nautilus machines.
Yeah, it's real cushy. Matter of fact, won't you join me one day in that cushy environment?
I do the real stuff. I can't mess with that.
What's the real stuff then?
Being on
a golf course?
12-ounce curls
okay.
All day.
All right, I got you. Well, it was a great weekend of NASCAR racing. They had NASCAR at Chicago yesterday and had IndyCar before that. Then there was also Formula One before that. So it was a full day of racing. And, of course, Chicagoland, because we raced at Chicagoland for so many years. But it's now the streets of Chicago. And I think you mentioned this in the introduction, that this has become one of my favorite races. It's not that it produces the best quality of racing that we have in all of the NASCAR Cup Series. It's just a really cool venue, just a really cool place to hold a race. I mean, to hear it say one minute you're on Michigan Avenue and the next minute you're on this street and this avenue and blah, blah, blah. And the background of the skyline and when those cars come up over the bridge, I mean, it just doesn't get a better setting than being in downtown Chicago. I thoroughly enjoyed watching that race yesterday.
Yeah, from a broadcast standpoint, that's definitely one of the prettier races we've had. And it is. It brings a new element, a new flair when you're seeing cars where they're not supposed to be. You know what I mean? That always kind of ups the excitement. So had a heck of a race, and what a big win for Alex Bowman. Sean, a guy that has, I mean, took over the 48 car and has had a lot of success, but had an injury last year or a year before last. Just hasn't had the success from, it's almost 2 years ago, actually. Hasn't had near the amount of success lately that he thought, you know, questioned himself a bunch. But to finally be able to get it back into victory lane, I mean, as he's celebrating on the mic, he said, you know, we're going to drink so much dang bourbon tonight. You know, I may wake up on the floor passed out. So,
yeah, but you left out part of that. He was going to wake up on the bathroom floor naked.
Well, naked. Yes. I wasn't.
Again. And well, he even said that in Victory Lane.
That's a man that
on
knows
national
how to,
TV.
That's a man that knows how to party.
But yeah, but typically that's not one of those things you say after you won a race, and it's been that long since you've won, and you want to make sure you take care of all your sponsors. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Well, Ally Bank's tagline is "Do it right," and I would say if you're going to party after a win, you're going to do it right. If you end up waking up.
Apparently, he is really big into bourbon. He has a variety of different bourbons that are his favorite.
Bourbon's all the rage these days, man. I have a lot of friends that are really into bourbon.
I think it was either last week or the week before I was commenting about my opinion on NBC versus Fox. Want to give compliments to NBC Sports over the weekend. Yesterday and the day before, they did an outstanding job. Them bringing on the two guys from MRN doing the radio style broadcast is
fantastic.
Absolutely great. And they just did a very good job. I think they had close to 100 cameras. But I give them thumbs up. Outstanding job for NBC.
You know, I was thinking about this. And I don't know why we're stuck with the number four when it comes to majors, and that's in golf and in NASCAR and a bunch of other stuff. You know, I think tennis is the same way. So I don't know if there are really four major NASCAR races, but it seems like we always say Daytona, Coke 600, Indianapolis, and then
possibly Darlington.
Darlington, what was the other one we're always going for? There's
Bristol sometimes in there in some people's list.
They're, you know, whatever. But, it, you know, could this be, you know, kind of one of the new majors, so to speak? We're always looking for that.
I think it could.
We're looking for that fourth one. And this is, unlike any other race, it's in a massive media market. It looks fantastic on TV. You do get some really good racing. Could this be one that NASCAR kind of goes, and it's kind of halfway in the season, so could this be one that, you know, NASCAR constantly goes all out on and makes a big deal?
I think it could be. I think you could definitely wrap it in to those top races that drivers want to win.
Yeah, because, I mean, like we don't even run the Indianapolis race like we used to anymore. So I don't even think you can count that one, right?
But it's going to be ran that way this year.
Well, will be, but we just didn't decide to run the Daytona road course race and not run the Daytona 500. It just shows that race wasn't as important as, you know, the Coke 600 or the Daytona 500.
And in some ways, I don't even think Indy should be there.
Yeah.
But I know that it would almost be breaking the law if you didn't include Indianapolis. But it's not because it puts on the best show.
But you know what? You throw a road course race like this. You do the Southern 500 at Darlington. You do the Daytona 500, obviously. And then, you know, throw another one in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Coke 600 because it is the longest race. And it is kind of where all the teams basically are out of in Charlotte. And I think you could kind of run with that. Make that the crown jewel, or make that the crown of the NASCAR season.
Well, the contract between NASCAR and the city of Chicago goes through 2025. However, both parties have the option to cancel the agreement as long as it's done 6 months before the race date. Now, all indications from what I've been reading and seeing in the media regarding the response of the mayor and the elected officials in Chicago is that they are very pleased. The merchants of Chicago, the Chamber of Commerce of Chicago, all those people that play a part in making this a success are pleased. And so I think it will continue on through next year. The big question, will it go on beyond that? I hope it does. I hope this becomes a permanent thing on the NASCAR Cup Series schedule. Next year, it'll be July the 5th and 6th. And I think it's great to have a 2.2-mile road course in the middle of the third largest city in America. I think it'd be great to hold one in downtown New York.
I think it's cool. Yeah, you know what? Listen, I don't think we need to go to Texas twice when we were doing that. Do one downtown Dallas. My God, you know, that would be kind of cool to hit all the major cities. But anyway, we're also getting really excited. It's kind of a little bit of a recency bias because we had a really good race at Chicago. The weather didn't participate 100%, but we were rewarded with a really good race, and it was a fun change of pace.
And of course, this time of the year, you sometimes never know about the weather as far as pop-up thunderstorms. All week long, you looked at the extended weather forecast. The weather looked outstanding for Chicago. And then yesterday afternoon is when those showers started popping through. And just enough to set the race on rain delay. But I tell you what, in a lot of ways, I think it was somewhat of a blessing, because it changed the whole strategy of the race. It was really fun and entertaining to watch, to see if teams were going to come out on slicks or come out on rain tires. Back when they started having to make those decisions about what to do when rain set in.
Yeah, I mean, it played even more.
The strategy was over the top as far as entertaining, and I thought very. I don't even know a lack of words here, but I thought it really added to the race. Also, too, I want to talk about this when we come back after the break, the fact that we had a time clock at the end. To my knowledge, that's the first ever in NASCAR Cup Series history. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to break down the entire race weekend at Chicago. There's plenty to discuss and plenty to break down as we go along. Of course, we couldn't do this show without all of you out there. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More Racing Talk Radio to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. And it wouldn't be Racing Talk Radio or a Whitfield Media Group production if it wasn't Sean here and we didn't have Def Leppard on the background. Oh, man.
Here you go.
W-S-H-A-W-N.
There is a reason for a little Def Leppard.
Def Leppard all the time.
There is a reason for having a little Def Leppard today.
What? Why is that? They're from Chicago.
I'm not sure where they're from. They're from England, aren't they? They're like foreign. Yeah, they're from another country. I am going to be going, my wife and I, to see Def Leppard and Journey this Saturday night at Truist Park.
Def Leppard and Journey. How old?
In Truist Park where the Braves play. So the Braves, I guess, are traveling that night, and they're going to be doing they're doing a stadium tour, and they're going to be in Atlanta at Truist Park this Saturday night. What a heck of a concert that's going to be!
So Def Leppard, I guess when you're that age, it's D E A F Leppard. Joe Elliott, the lead singer, born in 1959. He's in his 70s.
No, he's in his 60s.
Okay, maybe 60s. When were you born?
I was born in 1968.
Ooh, okay, so 60s?
I'm 55.
And then let's check on Journey. So I have seen Journey, and I saw Journey post Steve Perry when they had the very first.
Well, they've only had Steve Perry. Well, I think they've only had one since Steve Perry.
I think there's two. Let's see.
You would not go and see Def Leppard and Journey at Truist Park if you could get tickets?
Actually, you'll probably have a lot of fun. Neil Sean's still there. Lead vocalist is Arnell Panetta. Yeah, he wasn't the dude that
I don't know who's there and who's not. I mean, to me, they still sound the same.
Are you going to hold hands with your lady when they start singing Open Arms?
No, I'm going to do that when they start singing Separate Ways. I don't know. I hadn't even thought about it. The only thing I'm dreading is, you know, it's going to be hot.
It can be a little warm.
But hopefully, I mean, we've got great seats sort of behind first base. And I'm hoping that we have the shade on our side. And I think the concert starts at 7:30. So hopefully we'll have a little bit of an advantage there. But yeah, I bought these tickets back in October. So that's how long I've had them.
Man, how excited. You were probably the only person that bought tickets in October.
I bet I'm not. This is a big deal.
So you had Steve Perry and then another guy, last name Soto, and then now you have... But this guy's been with them since 07.
You can't tell me that this would be better than any concert on classic country that you listen to. This is going to be a heck of a concert.
So here's the thing. Actually, it will be fun. The music will be awesome. So that'll be, you'll enjoy it.
But. The crowd. So where does it go after the but?
The crowd ought to be, you know, like I said, you'll be drinking Metamucil martinis, but that's fine.
No, I'm going to go to...
You will actually have fun.
I'm going to go to Papacitas before we go.
The issue is I don't want to go see... Like, I've done enough concerts and been forced to go to enough concerts. I won't go to anything big like that. Now, the last one I went to was Robert Earl Keen, his retirement tour. We went to Nashville, and it was like at the Grand Ole... that was cool. I'll go sit inside when super packed. But
sounds like misery.
I'm not doing mega shows. Nope, good. Elvis could be playing. I'm not going. So, but y'all have fun.
Well, Elvis isn't. There's no chance of that. Anyway.
Y'all have fun. I'm gonna need pictures of the crowd because I imagine
I'd say the demographic will be a little bit older. Look,
it's gonna skew older.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, are they going on stage at 4:30 so y'all can, get to Luby's early?
Okay. I'm a little concerned for some of the folks going because. You know, there is stairs going up and down in the stadium. There may be some that may struggle to go up and down the stairs. But, hey, we're going to be ready to go. Matter of fact, Kim cannot wait to wear her Def Leppard shirt.
Oh, I bet. She's fired up.
Oh, my gosh.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to do a little Papacitas before, get our game face on.
It's only one restaurant you go to.
Yeah. And it's just across the interstate.
Let me guess. Are you staying at?
Well, we're staying at the Marriott because we can walk to the stadium.
Okay.
From
yeah.
Because
normally you're at the Ramada there, aren't you?
No. Stayed at the Ramada.
What was the one you put us up in?
That was the Marriott.
Okay, so you're staying at the same place you always stay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The Marriott.
Then there you go.
Marriott Northwest.
Yeah,
yeah. See, and
you're very regimented. You
well,
know
I got a room there early because then I don't have to worry about driving. Don't have to worry about paying.
You can have all the top shelf margies you want.
No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about fighting the traffic going to the stadium, and then they're probably going to charge $40 or $50 to park at the stadium.
Now, you know, once you get to the show, like, drinks are going to cost a lot. You just need to get ready for that.
Oh, all I need is a bottle of water.
Oh, my Lord.
That's all I'm going to be drinking.
My gosh. This is okay. Never
yeah. So, so anyway, it's going to be a
big time.
Not that I
would, but remind me not to go to a show.
That's why I asked Super Producer Chuck to play a little Def Leppard, is to sort of help me get the game face on and for you to become jealous.
No,
and it all worked.
Trust me, I'm happy for you. Not jealous at all. You couldn't run fast enough to make me go to that show. Plus,
that'd be a good anniversary trip for you.
Yeah, that's no. Plus, the best Def Leppard songs, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Everybody knows that.
Well, I like that one too. But anyway, back to NASCAR. NASCAR put together or incorporated a new darkness procedure, and yesterday was sort of put to the test, and they've already got this
rule a little bit.
After last year, when NASCAR told teams after lap 50 that the race would be shortened to 75 laps from 100 scheduled and ruined the strategy for some, NASCAR instituted a new darkness rule. The rule came into effect yesterday when NASCAR told the teams we had a rain delay, a delay that lasts 1 hour and 43 minutes, started that race would end at 8:20 Central Time. The new rule dictates that once that time is reached and then the leader crosses the start-finish line, there are two laps remaining, the white flag and then the checkered flag. I think that this rule and starting the time clock on the TV screen was outstanding. My wife, she enjoys NASCAR, but she can get bored with it. And she started watching there at the end. And when the clock and the time became part of the deal, she got into it. She was just like watching everything she could see on TV related to the race, watching that time clock. And I've talked to some others today that also kind of got that same feeling and same perspective of the race. I think it was a brilliant move for NASCAR. I think it was the right thing to do. And I think this is something that NASCAR ought to consider doing in the future. Maybe taking another road course and saying, okay, we're going to run this for 2 hours or whatever, or come up with some sort of gimmicky thing, or maybe not call it gimmicky, but something that just adds a little bit of extra entertainment to it.
Well, you know, we've said here a lot of times when weather is pending and you know it's coming in, it does.
It puts
a little pressure that every lap now matters because you don't know when that's going to happen. But you know, you are going to make different decisions if instead of 300 or 500, whatever, however many laps, you're like, we've got to keep this car going for 27 more minutes or whatever the clock may be. So, you know what? Why not pick a couple races and do something like that?
Well, and still, too, it gives each driver the opportunity that even once you hit that time, that's when the white flag is thrown. You've got the white and then the checker. So you still got two laps to go even once you hit that time. I thought it was great. I kind of got into it extra like my wife did. I enjoyed somebody like her that's not going to be all that excited about NASCAR all the time get excited and into it. And I think that there's a lot of other viewers across the country because I think last year that race was the second most viewed race for NASCAR behind the Daytona 500, I would not be a bit surprised if it doesn't turn out to be the same this year. Another thing, this race was supposed to have been over, I think, at around 7 or 7:30, maybe 8. I can't remember exactly from when I was setting my DVR. And, you know, it went on till 9:30, quarter till 10. So we got a lot of good NASCAR coverage right in the middle of prime time on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's like it kind of felt like a baseball game going to extra innings. It was extra NASCAR.
And Sunday night is a good night to capture a lot of TV viewers. For example, the NFL, their highest rated football game on television is always on Sunday night. So I thought this was outstanding for the sport. And I was also thinking about this today. When NASCAR is negotiating these TV deals, of course, as we've talked about before, the new deal is a whole lot more money. But you just think about how much money it costs NBC to carry this race another hour and a half to 2 hours. You know it had to cost them a whole lot more money. And I could even see where it could be $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million to have the race on TV that much longer, take up that airtime, and then deal with all the situation you got to deal with the advertising.
Yeah. Now, I would definitely need a TV person to speak to this, but I think it's built into your contract whenever you do paperwork for advertising that if there is a live event and it should get pushed, they're just going to run your commercials during that live event. Now, sometimes that comes off really good and you get a higher rating than what you would kind of bought in for. Mm-hmm. But also, if it's lower, usually if you have someone advertising with you based on a certain rating and you perform quite a bit less than that, they have the right to come back and ask for more commercials as part of that. So I don't know how that works with major network TV, but that would be very interesting. And the programming, you know, you're scheduled to run this and now it gets moved back. I mean, how many times do you just see stuff or events that end early and all of a sudden they're rushing to find a...
Well, yesterday they started 15 minutes early because the IndyCar race got done early.
And so a lot of times these networks are scrambling to find a 30-minute infomercial of some crazy sponge you can buy or something just because they don't have anything to put into that spot until the news starts. So, network TV is a whole different animal.
But I would think it would cost them several million dollars or millions of dollars, depending on the just how they look at their business and their business model. Another thing that caught my attention yesterday was the fact that when we had the rain delays, they stayed with the race. They did a good job of doing interviews during the race, which impressed me because, as you know, I was critical of the fact that they had went away from the race. I think it was at Nashville the week before and started showing the race from the year before. So I appreciated the fact that NBC stayed with the race and gave us that extended coverage. I give them an A+. They did, like I said earlier, they did an outstanding job.
They heard your complaint, Sean. They didn't want to let you down.
I think they did. All right, let's get to the results of the Grant Park 165 at Chicago Street Race. Alex Bowman was the winner, as we were talking about earlier. His 8th victory in 309 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his first victory and 11th top 10 finish in 2024. This is his first victory and first top 10 finish in 2 races at Chicago Speedway. Tyler Reddick came in 2nd, posted his first top 10 finish at Chicago. Ty Gibbs, which had an outstanding day, posted his 2nd top 10 finish in 2 races at Chicago. 4th was Joey Hand. Joey Hand's got a hand in it yesterday. 5th, Michael McDowell. 6th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 7th, Todd Gilliland. 8th, William Byron. 9th, Kyle Busch. Is it a typo? No, Kyle Busch did finish in the top 10. And in 10th spot, Ryan Blaney.
That top 10's got a bit of a restrictor plate feel to it, doesn't it? Just some names showing up we're not used to seeing.
It does.
Daniel Suarez in 11th, Bubba Wallace 13th, Austin Cindric 15th, Keselowski 18th, Austin Dillon 19th, Buescher in the 20th spot, Chase Elliott 21st, Chastain 22nd, Joey Logano 23rd. Go down the list a little bit. God, another bad day for Jenny Hamlin, finishes in 30th. Denny wins or crashes. He's very Ricky Bobby this year. Truex Jr., 33rd. Josh Berry, 36th. Christopher Bell, 37th. Kyle Larson, 39th. And Shane Van Gisenberg, kind of doing really well in the Xfinity Series and hyped up for this race, but that's the last place finish.
SVG won the Xfinity Series race. He was the favorite to win yesterday. However, he came in dead last due to an accident. It was more of an SVG and Kyle Larson race in the Xfinity Series. Both of them just the class of the field, and it didn't work out that way yesterday. They were the first two to be leading and doing well Saturday, and they were the first two to end up in the garage area with an accident. Of course, there were 5 caution flags for 19 laps and 9 lead changes among 6 drivers. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series and also discuss a little news in the world of NASCAR as we leave you with a little Journey. Doesn't that sound good, Casey?
That's the original. That's old Steve Perry right there.
More NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, talking about the Chicago road race that saw Alex Bowman get his first win in 80 starts. Now, that's almost 3 years of racing. I didn't realize it had been that long. He's a Hendrick driver. He's in the 48. He's had success in the past. But, man, according to him, it felt really good to win the dry spell. And they echoed that sentiment when he and a bunch of his crew members posted a picture at 6:36 in the morning of them still having a big time celebrating this win. So,
is he single or married?
That's the kind of stuff I like. You know, I don't know.
I'd say
he's
single.
I'll have to get on the Google machine and find out.
Yeah.
But Sean Whitfield's new favorite race after the Chicago race comes up this week as we head to Pocono, the tricky triangle.
Pocono has improved over time.
Oh, Pocono. Listen, if you ever want to know if a racetrack is having a hard time getting sponsorship for a race, just look at the name. And so as we get ready for this weekend's race at Pocono Raceway, the Great American Getaway 400 presented by visitpa.com.
Well, I don't know
what in the world is that.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could definitely say that by looking at the name, you know whether a race is struggling to get a name or a sponsor. Because the race at Chicago was called the Grant Park 165. And I'm sure they could have rolled in some millions on a title sponsor for that race in Chicago.
Let me just say,
especially
this,
as late a start time as they had for the race, and it was all in prime time.
No, I here's the thing. If someone wants to give you millions, you take it, period. There's no way that there was not.
Yeah, but they didn't take a sponsor for this race in Chicago.
Well, because no one paid what they wanted. I guarantee you that.
And then companies, McDonald's was all over the place, example. They're headquartered in Chicago. There's plenty of companies.
If they would have cut a check big enough, it would have been the McDonald's Hyde Park 165 or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're saying, but
the only reason you get like multiple sponsorships or these crazy long names is because tracks just have to go, yeah, okay, that's better than nothing.
I mean, last year it was the second most viewed race in NASCAR, as I shared in the last segment. That would not make it at all difficult to get a title sponsor for the race. For whatever reason, they chose not to.
For whatever reason is no one was paying what they were asking. And they stuck to their guns.
You could be right.
It's exactly what it was.
Another thing to point out about Pocono is there's no lights at that racetrack.
So
this would be a perfect race.
Test our theory.
If we have rain at Pocono, that they set the time clock there as well.
So Pocono has gotten better, but there were many years that it was just like, oh gosh, can we skip this week, you know? But that would, you've got a good point. If we're going to experiment, you experiment at a racetrack that, I don't know, a lot of people are...
Add a little excitement to it.
You know, like the thing I remember most about... So Pocono actually has a pretty cool history. There's only three turns, which is unique, right? And every turn is modeled after a different famous turn.
But it's a big track,
in racing. It's also the biggest track in all of... It's got the longest straightaway in all of NASCAR, but it's not a restrictor plate. Restarts are cool because you can get like seven wide at Pocono. But for a long time, that just didn't generate very good racing. Whoever had clean air, they were just checked out and were gone. The thing I remember most about it was Elliott Sadler's wreck years ago. He was going so fast and he hit that mound of dirt that literally the backside of the mound of dirt just exploded. It looked like a shot out of a cannon or a bunker, and it was that hard of a hit. So when that's what you're most remembered for, it means the racing hasn't been great. Has gotten a lot better, and with this setup, this will be the first time they do it there. We'll see.
It's one of the few tracks in the NASCAR Cup Series schedule that is still independently owned.
I was going to say, I think it may be the last of the Mohicans when it comes to that.
Yeah. And for them to still have a date, they should feel very blessed and fortunate.
It was kind of that good old boy NASCAR. Like, literally, we went to Pocono twice because...
I think Mattioli was the original owner. I think the family still has it.
The reason that we went to Pocono twice a year is because that guy and Bill France were best buddies. And they just struck a deal, and we were going there no matter what. And I don't know, part of that's kind of wholesome and cool in a way, but in this day of big money and it matters what's on. It was a couple of years ago we went there back-to-back days. There was a Saturday and a Sunday. Oh, yeah,
we had a doubleheader weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they've tried to do everything in Pocono.
Yes, I would agree. Hey, I want to just point out a few more points of interest from the street race at Chicago. Joey Hands is a guy that we have never discussed on this program before. Finished fourth in his third RFK racing car. This was his first start of the year for the Road Racing Specialist. I think he's out of California, so that was a new name. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. did very well. His sixth-place result is his third top 10 in the last four races. So he's starting to improve as the series is going along. Todd Gilliland, his seventh-place finish is his ninth consecutive top 20 and best result in that stretch so far. So those are some names that stood out that we typically don't talk about. And then the one driver that I wanted to make mention of that it just wasn't his day. Christopher Bell had one of the strongest cars but couldn't get through the field late when some of the cars stayed on wet weather tires. And then his car was damaged by contact there in the final lap. Bell, who led 14 laps there at the end, finished 37th. That gives him finishes of 36th and 37th since the New Hampshire win. So his results were going well until the last few races.
It's kind of like Logano. You just get the win, then you can coast for a little bit, and that's obviously what he's doing. And the other thing, Sean, is it's not like Alex Bowman has had this great points year. He was kind of one of the guys that's been on that bubble of is he in or is he out? And so for him to be able to get this win, not only is it big for him to bounce back and he's in the Hendrick car and all that, he's now locked the 48 into the playoffs.
Well, you make a good point, and he was already starting to get his share of criticism from the NASCAR fan base.
And you got a lot of drivers out there looking for a car.
Well, and when you're in a Hendrick car, you're just expected to win races. And especially when you're looked at upon as the fact that the other three drivers have wins and they're locked in, you're the guy on the outside looking in, and it's been nearly 80 races since you've won. There was a lot of people that were starting to question his talent and his ability to get the job done in the 48. Plus, you add that on top of it, he's driving the 48. He's coming behind the longtime heritage of the great Jimmy Johnson back in the day of the 48 car. So, this was a huge relief for him.
Yeah. And Sean, he even said that he had hurt his back and he had a head injury and he just hadn't been very good since. And when we know those are difficult to come back from, and quite frankly, most athletes never really tell you how bad it is until they kind of get back into shape. So it's good for him. Big win for the 48 team, and you know what, the pull for being able to race your way in on points, and I'm looking at guys like you, Kyle Busch, that just got one spot smaller.
Yeah, we have got six more races before we get to our final race of the 26 race stretch. Then we will head into the final 10 races of the NASCAR playoffs. But in the meantime, the point standings look like this after the race at Chicago. Kyle Larson is leading the NASCAR Cup Series standings, 11 points over second place Chase Elliott. Third is Tyler Reddick, fourth Denny Hamlin, and fifth Martin Truex Jr.
All right, and continue the standings. You've got sixth William Byron, seventh Ryan Blaney, eighth Christopher Bell, ninth Ty Gibbs, continuing to have a great run this year. 10th is Brad Keselowski. 11th, Alex Bowman, now that he's got the win. 12th, Chastain. 13th, Chris Buescher. 14th, Joey Logano. 15th, Bubba Wallace. And rounding out the top 16, Chase Briscoe. Two drivers outside of the top 16 do have wins. That's Daniel Suarez and Austin Cindric. So if the playoffs were to start today, 16 and 15 are on the outside looking in, and that would leave Chris Buescher as the first driver inside the top 16 without a win. You'll notice one name I didn't say, Kyle Busch. He now sits 17th in points.
What's your prediction? Will Kyle make it into the playoffs or not?
Yeah, Kyle, he'll pull one out and get into the playoffs, but still not going to be the
I'm
year.
Not so
not
sure.
Not the year he wants to have, but he'll...
I got a gut feeling that he's going to be on the outside and he's not going to be... making the playoffs.
If any driver can supply or can surprise us with a win after not driving particularly well, it's Kyle Busch.
All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. As we continue, we want to thank you so much for joining us. As you were out and about, and maybe you didn't catch all of today's Race and Talk Radio, or if you've missed an episode, you can find us on your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can find all of your past shows right there at your convenience and listen anytime there at your favorite podcast platform. More NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Forget to remember. Show me what's left. Show me what's left.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Charlotte Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and myself each and every Monday at 6, bringing you all the NASCAR news and info. All right, so we've talked points, we've talked standings, big win for Alex Bowman, his first in nearly 3 years, and locking himself into the playoffs this year. Kyle Busch still on the outside looking in. And now we look at the schedule coming up. We're heading to Pocono Raceway for the Great American Getaway 400 presented by VisitPA.com. Sean, that race is going to be at 2:30. And I'm trying to see. I don't believe that is on the Big Boy Network. You're going to have to find USA if you want to watch that.
I think we've only got maybe a couple more that are going to be on NBC. All the rest are on the USA Network.
You've got the Brickyard, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brickyard 400 is coming up. That will be on NBC. Then you've got the summer race at Daytona. That's going to be August 24th. That is on NBC. And then we are USA until the playoffs. And then we will get back to the Big Boy Network.
And then we've got that 2-week break coming up this month, don't we? In the month of July?
Do we get a 2-week break?
Of course not. Why do we need a 2-week break?
So we have Pocono and then Indianapolis, and then we don't race again until Richmond, August 11th.
Due to the Olympics, which I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of the fact that we have to take 2 weeks off, and I'm not that big a fan of the Olympics.
Remember, the Olympics used to be such a big deal. I mean, like, it was appointment viewing. You showed up home every night, and you cheered on whatever, you know. Like, I don't watch figure skating, but if it was on, then you did that just so you could cheer on USA, right? But now, in this world, like, and it used to be, they controlled when you saw it. But now that we kind of have, you know, social media and everything, you can get live reports on what's going on. And so it's hard to watch it at night when you kind of know someone's going to win or lose.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine.
This next, let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR. This next story. You can get into, because I just know that that's the way you are. NASCAR unveils the EV prototypes. They're exploring what the future can hold. NASCAR unveiled its first electric vehicle prototype this past Saturday to reach zero carbon emissions. Sounds like a bunch of Democrats. The electric vehicle might end up being more of a symbol than a reality when it comes to actual racing, with a possible focus on a hydrogen-powered combustible engine as being the answer to improving the carbon footprint. NASCAR will continue to explore whether an electric avenue is best. They're wanting to come up with this possibly in racing by 2035.
You know what? I'm all for it if it helps out the environment, but the technology's not there for batteries in a NASCAR. I think you could build one, and I think you could get it to go fast, but you couldn't charge it up quick
enough. I think the horsepower, I don't know if I read this today or I heard this somewhere yesterday, but I think the horsepower is nearly double from what we currently have in a Gen 7.
Oh, yeah.
NASCAR.
Speed's not the issue. It's endurance. And then when the battery goes down, how do you charge it back up quickly? You can't. And then also, batteries are extremely heavy. And so the amount of, yeah, I was talking to a guy that works in cars and has a dealership. And he's basically saying the thing that people aren't thinking about is these electric cars are very heavy. When they get really heavy, you have to have a different type of tire. And then the tires can cost a whole lot more. So basically, you know, you're looking at cars that are twice as heavy, so you got to get a different type of tire. And these different type of tires are going to cost twice as much because there's more compound, whatever. But it's going to be really hard to have a car that can go that fast for any amount of time.
I wonder how much of a concern or how big a challenge it will be to be able to have satisfactory crash tests.
Yeah,
with this new prototype, with the battery that would be in these cars.
Yeah, there's just you've had an entire lifetime to figure out, you know, gas engines. It would be tough to. I mean, it's cool though. I'm all about innovation. Do something cool. I'd like to see how fast you can make one go. That'd be fun, but
well, NASCAR is not about wanting to go faster. We've seen in the recent history that. At times, they're trying to figure out how to slow these cars down, not make them faster. So anyway, we'll have to see how that comes along. Carson Hocevar fined $50,000 for intentions of spinning out Harrison Burton at Nashville. He was also docked 25 points for intentionally spinning him during a caution a week ago Sunday at Nashville Super Speedway. So from my understanding, there is no plan to appeal.
Yeah, just my bad. Pay the fine.
Go ahead and just accept responsibility. Also, Haley Deegan has been released from her ride in the NASCAR.
Rather abruptly.
Yes, in the NASCAR Xfinity Series today. Joey Logano was filling in for her this past Saturday, which was somewhat handwriting on the walls that her time was up. She has not done well at all since she entered into the NASCAR Xfinity Series. She's a very attractive young lady, and I think she would definitely be good for the sport. She could be our next Danica, but I just don't know how long her career is going to continue in NASCAR. In my opinion, I think she probably came out of the truck series a little bit too early, because she never, I think, filled her potential in the truck series to justify moving her to the Xfinity series.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and even Danica, who was a superstar, a major superstar when she came to NASCAR, it is a performance-based business, and you only get so long to perform, and if that doesn't happen, then...
One thing Haley's had going for her is she's been able to attract sponsors, especially Monster Energy. So, as you know, it takes money to sometimes carry a driver's career along when they're just what you would consider an okay driver.
Yeah. So we'll see. Best of luck to Haley and her future endeavors.
All right. We're headed to Pocono this coming Sunday.
Yeah. Kyle Busch is going to win just because you're doubting him.
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch loves to defy Sean Whitfield. Everyone knows
that. I think I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin.
Okay. I like Denny.
Denny's got a positive history there of winning races. So I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin. All right, sir. Any final words before we go today?
No. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Stay cool out there. Hydrate a lot. And come back Monday. We'll talk Pocono.
And if you need a fence, who shall you call?
Quality Fence. Visit us online at fence.net.
And ask for Casey.
Always.
At Quality Fence. Fence, you said fence.net?
Fence.net, yes,
fence.net if you need a fence out there. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank you so much for joining us today and making us part of your Monday. Don't forget, you can find us in podcast form. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. You can also find us online at racingtalkradio.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.